Suppose you've been working hard all day, and by nighttime you say, oh goodness, I'm really...
really tired out.
Tired out, okay. Thank you. Now say you have a son, and he's been a very good boy at school all day. And the teacher, you know, he and the teacher are getting along fine. But the school nurse sends the little boy home because he got what at school?
Because he's naughty?
No, not because he's naughty, but the nurse had to send him home. Why would she send him home? Because he... if a nurse sent somebody.
Well, because he was sick, I think.
Right, that's right. Thank you. Now, if a person is feeling sick down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. Now, what do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and the groom? What do you call that?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word serenade used?
Well, serenade, I heard him talk about celebrate.
Celebrate, okay.
Well, is that about the same thing?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Well, what do some people call a spook to frighten children with? You know, they might say to a child,
switch.
Well, you'd better behave or the
I'll switch you.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, like a spirit or a ghost. What would you say? You'd better behave or the what's going to get you?
Boogerman.
Boogerman, right. That's good. Now, how would you greet a friend on December 25th? What would you say to me on December 25th if I came to your house? What would you say to me on Christmas Day?
I'd say Merry Christmas.
Okay. Would you ever say anything else?
I don't know.
Well, what about the words Christmas box or Christmas gift? Would you ever use those?
Oh, I did use Christmas gift, Merry Christmas or something like that.
Okay. Well, now, if you have a very heavy suitcase and you have to carry it from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far?
I have to work with the suitcase.
Well, but you might say, I don't have to... if you have to carry it, now you'd say, I'm really glad I don't have to what this very far. Would you say carry it very far, or tote it very far, or lug it very far, or what?
Well, it seems like I'd say tote. I know that's
tote.
Not right.
Okay. Well, I'd probably say tote, too.
Yeah.
Now, what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water? It can draw its four legs and its...
oh, a terrapin.
Terrapin.
Turtle, whichever you call.
Well, now, what would you call a similar creature that lives on land? Would you call one of them a terrapin and one of them a turtle, or what?
Well, I'd call that, well, yeah, you can call it out, not alligator, but a
dog. What do you call a turtle that lives on land?
Gopher.
Gopher, okay. Thank you, that's a good word. I didn't know that one either before I came. Well, what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
The what?
The intestines, the insides of a hog.
Well, we call them chitlins.
Chitlins, okay. Can the insides of any other animals be eaten? And if so, what?
The liver and the gizzard.
Okay.
Of a chicken. Uh-huh. And what do you do of a hog? The liver.
Okay. Now, what do you call the center part of an egg?
A yolk.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. And what, now this is a man's question. This was written by men again.